Announcements are part of the sending out, and I actually don't like to call it announcements. I call it the life and ministry of the Parish Church of St. George on Yonge, because that's what the announcements really are. The announcements are about our life together. I've got three announcements, and Leonard has one announcement. So I'm going to do my three. You could do yours after the first one. How's that? This past weekend, as I said in my homily, we were at Synod, and it was a pretty mundane kind of Synod. There wasn't anything that exciting about Synod, but it was still good to be together. 600 people in one place who are all Anglicans from across the Diocese of Toronto. And that, to me, is the greatest value of Synod, because it reminds us that we are not just the church on the corner of Yonge and Churchill. We are part of a larger church, which is part of a larger church, which is part of a larger church. And so we're not only here, we're part of the Diocese of Toronto, the Anglican Church of Canada, and ultimately the communion around the world. One of the most exciting and informative pieces of Synod were the missional moments. And morning, you did a wonderful job with James in sharing a missional moment about what's happening in terms of Mandarin ministry here at St. George on Yonge and in other places of our diocese. So thank you for representing St. George on Yonge and sharing part of our story. And there were... One of the things I'm going to ask at the diocese is if they're going to put those missional moments up on the diocesan webpage, because I think it's worth everyone looking at them, because it gives us such hope of what's happening in our diocese for the building of God's kingdom. And it's the reminder, one of the parishes that did a presentation doesn't even have a Sunday attendance of 25 people. And the work that they are doing was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And the message is, no matter what size you are, or what resources you think you have, or what resources you don't think you have, take the risk and do it. Because God can accomplish more than we could ever imagine. So thanksgiving for that time away at Synod. And Leonard has something that he wants to say about that.
I requested an announcement, but I did not tell Canon Mark what I was going to announce. So thanks for the trust you've placed in me. As Canon Mark mentioned, we were all at Synod, Max and
Eleanor
and Morning and
Connie
and myself. And there were some missional moments, but there were also some moments of pride. And I just wanted to say that St. George on Yonge had another proud moment where part of the leadership of this congregation was acknowledged, and I think we should all be proud of the fact that delegates were elected at that synod to go to the General Synod of the Anglican Church, and of the clergy delegates, our leader here, Canon Mark Kingham, was selected as one of the 9 clergy across the entire diocese to represent the diocese at General Synod. So I think it's a proud moment for St. George on Yonge, and it's a recognition of the leadership here, and I just wanted to make that announcement without Canon Mark's permission. So thank you very much for... I thank the delegates at Diocesan Synod for the confidence that they've placed in our leadership and acknowledging the gifts that are present here at St. George on Yonge. So congratulations, Canon Mark. And just want to join you.
Thank you, Leonard, and thank you. It is a privilege to be elected to be one of the delegates from the Diocese of Toronto to General Synod, which happens, I think it's the first week of July. General Synod happens all across Canada every 3 years. It's been in Halifax, it's been in Vancouver, it's been in Victoria. I get to go to Richmond Hill.
That's good. We can contact you at any moment.
Diocese of Toronto is hosting General Synod this year, but it will be wonderful to be there. And we certainly, I'll be talking more about it as it approaches and about some of the things that we will be discussing and making decisions about. And so please keep General Synod in your prayers. To a last quick announcement, next Sunday following our 10:30 service, we will have a special vestry meeting. We have received an offer from the developer who was going to build the condo back there, that they would like to have some profile on Yonge Street out there. And so they have said that they would like to put a sign on our corner of our lot, and they're willing to pay us $100,000 over 2 years. It went to the diocese for their approval, and one of their stipulations is that we have to hold a parish vestry to confirm the parish's support for that. So there will be a special vestry meeting next Sunday after church where that will be the one item on the agenda. We will hear a very brief presentation, take the vote, and then move on to coffee and fellowship afterwards. That's next Sunday. Usually, we are asked to give 2 weeks' notice. Because of the timeliness of this, I asked the bishop, because with bishop's permission, it can be waived, and so he has given us permission to have a special vestry with only one Sunday's notice. Please tell people who may not be here today so that they can come out and be informed and be part of that. Finally, throughout Advent, we realize we haven't done a FaithWorks campaign this year, so we are going to do FaithWorks throughout Advent. The material will be distributed on the first Sunday of Advent, but each Sunday there will be a description of various FaithWorks ministries in our bulletin. So I draw your attention to the Bridge ministry that's described today. And remember that any contribution we make to FaithWorks, we keep 15% to be used for mission and outreach in our own parish. And there are lots of ways that that gets used, but one of them is Leonard and I, on the first Tuesday of every month, are greeted by upwards of 20 people who line up out in front. And do you know what they line up to receive? A $10 gift voucher card for No Frills and a bus token. And that goes to support that ministry and others like it. Talk to Leonard and I about the people who come. I encourage your support of FaithWorks. They're valuable diocesan ministries, but it also supports the ministry in the life of our diocese and our parish as well.